My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
8 o'clock hours. We try to get you to the NFL openers as quickly as possible. And of course, on Sunday, this radio station, being the home of the Cowboys, has Cowboys Browns on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, joined by one of the best insiders in the business on the D&M leasing hotline is Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland with a Browns preview, cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer. Good morning, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Having a hard time with this game. It kind of feels like a defensive, ugly toss-up. How are you feeling about it?
You know, I don't know about it being a defensive game because I really do look out there and see a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball. I think you've got Deshaun Watson ready to show that he's got these great weapons and Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku. And then, of course, you've got Dak and CD's ready to roll. So I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a defensive sort of game, although the defenses are both really, really good. So you're right. It is hard to predict. And I guess it just depends on which way it gets started and if it turns into somewhat of a shootout the way the last meeting did.
What is Deshaun Watson now? Like, it's, I don't think anybody would say that he's met expectations there. Do they see him resurrecting his career the way that he was in Houston and what they expected to get?
Well, here's the thing about Deshaun Watson. I think people have a tendency to forget that he was injured most of last season. It was in week 3 where he first suffered the shoulder injury. It was first diagnosed as a rotator cuff. Later on, after he suffered the fractured shoulder and underwent surgery, I did ask him, he alluded to the fact that he had been playing on this fractured shoulder for a couple of games, and I asked him, is it possible he could have fractured it all the way back in week 3? And he said, it's possible. Now, the Browns have maintained that he fractured the shoulder on November 12th against the Baltimore Ravens, but it's probably a little bit hard to say how it all went down in there. But nevertheless, he was injured almost the whole entire season. And so I don't think people can really judge his performance based on much of what we saw last year. So now that he looks pretty healthy, I think he should be a lot better this year.
How much of, you know, you talk about the health issue there. Does anything look like a guy whose confidence has been shaken when you watch him, though, or does he remain kind of resolved in that sense?
You know, I think the thing is he has not forgotten how to play football, and people seem to think that he has forgotten how to play football. But I think if he's healthy and his weapons around him are healthy and he likes this new offense and can adapt to it pretty quickly, I think he's going to be just fine. You know, I just don't think just because he hasn't played a full season since 2020, I just think there's so much good football in him that it's in there. And it's just a matter of pulling it out of there. And we'll see if that gets going this season.
Was his off season and all the practices you attended, did they really stand out? Like, oh, this is the franchise quarterback that people used to talk about. Is this as well as he looked while covering him this past off season in camp?
Well, he did not start throwing in 11 on 11s until training camp. He just didn't really do that. So, so that was the first time that we really saw him get going was in training camp. It might have been some in mini camp too, a little bit in 11 on 11s, but throughout the offseason program and OTAs and whatnot, he was not throwing in 11 on 11s yet coming off of this shoulder surgery. So we don't have a huge body of work to base anything on, but he did look, I thought, pretty good in training camp. The thing about training camp is that he never had his full complement of receivers and tight ends around him. I think I remember one practice where I looked out there and saw all of those guys that I mentioned previously out there on the field with him. So they haven't had a lot of time on task, and I think that that could be a little bit of a problem early on because they just haven't done it. And then he never played in the preseason games, so his preseason action for the first time since November 12th is going to be coming early on against Dallas on Sunday.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland previewing Browns boys here on 105 through the Fan. You know, in Houston, he was maybe the next face of the NFL. Dabo Sweeney calling him Michael Jordan, Boy Scout reputation, then all the controversy happened. What's he been like to deal with personally? Is he guarded? Is he jaded? Or is the old Deshaun Watson personality flowing?
Well, first of all, I can take credit for that Michael Jordan quote because I elicited that from Dabo Sweeney at the Senior Bowl year when I asked him, what would happen if the Browns pass on Deshaun Watson? And he looked right at me. I have it on my phone. And I tweeted it out like that. And he said it would be like they're passing on Michael Jordan. So it was a quote heard around the world that spring. And so I get to take a little bit of credit for that. But he's been okay to deal with. I think he is a little bit guarded. I will say that. He is a little bit guarded because of all of his off-the-field issues. I think that's caused him to perhaps be a little bit more buttoned up in terms of just how he deals with the media than he used to be in Houston. I think he was probably a lot more forthcoming, and now I think he's kind of, you know, having to watch it a little bit because, in part, he doesn't always get well received by everybody that's asking the questions. I mean, some people still have, such an issue with everything that went on that I think they're, it can be a little bit contentious at times. And so I just think nationally and locally to a certain extent that he's still working through all of the off-the-field stuff.
Speaking of personalities, a very interesting one here when he played for the Cowboys was Amari Cooper. What are your impressions of Amari? Do you think he's happy there? And is he long for Cleveland with a lot of the, San Francisco and off-season rumors and his contract status?
Well, Amari has been absolutely terrific here. That was such a great pickup by the Cleveland Browns for him to come in here and have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He's just been fantastic. Set the record, single-season record, with 265 yards last year for the Cleveland Browns. And he's just been great. He's been great to deal with and fantastic in every other way. And, of course, as you mentioned, there was the flap a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or whatever when it was reported that the Browns were willing to trade him to San Francisco for Brandon Ayuk. Amari did put out there on Twitter that he would not have minded. We haven't talked to him yet, so it will be interesting to see what he has to say about that this week. But he's a professional. He held out throughout the offseason for a new contract. He skipped the mandatory minicamp, and he knew the Browns didn't hold that against him, so I'm sure he's not going to hold this against them. But you're right, it is his last year on this contract, and I'm sure that he said he wants to finish his career in Cleveland when we asked him that at the Greenbrier. So we'll see where this is going to go.
What is the Browns' ceiling this year, or is it totally dependent on what Deshaun is?
I think it's largely dependent on what Deshaun is, but it's a pretty...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Talented and loaded roster. The defense ranked number one in the NFL last year, and I think they're better this year. They should be better. The only thing is that they're playing much better quarterbacks than they played last year throughout the whole entire season. I mean, they've got just some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL coming here and on the road. And so we'll see how the defense holds up. But it seems right now like they will be as good as last year, maybe even better. And I think that will help. But of course, it's so much of it comes down to your quarterback and how he plays. And that's kind of an unknown right now.
Mary Kay, tell us about the, give us a defensive education on this roster besides Myles Garrett. Why else are they so good?
Well, all across the line, you've got really good guys. On the other side, on the opposite side of Miles, you've got Za'Darius Smith, and then you go inside, and you've got some good defensive tackles in this 4-3 defense. You've got Dalvin Tomlinson, and then they also acquired Quentin Jefferson at defensive tackle. He had 6 sacks last season. Then you move back to linebacker. You've got JOK, who was actually added to the Pro Bowl roster last year, but really had a Pro Bowl caliber season in his own right. And then they added Jordan Hicks to the mix there, a veteran, good veteran middle linebacker. And then you get back to the secondary, and really they are pretty loaded in the secondary with Pro Bowler Denzel Ward. You've got Martin Emerson, who's one of the up-and-coming cornerbacks in the NFL. You've got Greg Newsome, who starts outside but moves inside in the slot. He's a really good cornerback, first-round pick. The safeties, Juan Thornhill and Grant Delpit, are good, can get some hands on interceptions. And so it's a good crew.
You know, when we look at the Browns offensive line, Jedrick Wills, obviously there's a question about his availability. It looks like Jack Conklin would have to step in and play left tackle if he's not able to go. But Conklin's coming off of a big knee injury. What exactly is the plan at left tackle? And what do you think the chances are that Wills actually goes in this game?
You know, it's hard to say. We haven't seen Wills out there yet on the practice field, but Jack hasn't been out there much either. So I don't know if when we get out there today, if Jed's going to be out there practicing and in his spot at left tackle. I would be kind of surprised if it's going to go that way because Jack's been out there practicing for the past couple of days at least, maybe 3 days or so, coming off of his knee injury. So one of those guys, I think, will be out there. Right now, it looks like Jack has the inside track for that, just because we haven't seen Jed yet.
Browns beat writer Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Dallas is going to be playing around a lot with Micah Parsons, like where he's lining up and the areas that he'll attack. Given what you know about the Browns offensive line heading into this game, where would you expect to see Mike Zimmer try and attack with Micah Parsons?
Well, where he starts out, you know, might be not where he finishes up. As you mentioned, Mike Zimmer will move him around. So he's going to try to find the most favorable matchup for Micah Parsons. And I'm sure he will surprise the Browns on some snaps. But I would imagine that he'll start over Jack Conklin, see how that goes, see if he can't exploit a guy coming off of a very, very serious knee injury. But those are two first-time first team all pros. So, you know, so no matter what, Jack is going to be good at that spot. We'll just have to see if, you know, the knee can hold up and he's ready for that kind of action right away. But I'm sure that's where Mike Zimmer will go to test it out.
What do you think is the Cowboys' biggest advantage against Cleveland matchup wise?
That's a good one. The Browns are, as I mentioned, the Browns are pretty loaded on defense all the way through. So that is a really good question. Maybe C.D. Lamb, but again, the Browns have really good cornerbacks. So I think it's an evenly matched game pretty much across the board. The Browns actually, I think, are going to have an advantage with the fact that the Cowboys are starting two rookie offensive linemen. So Myles Garrett against Tyler Guyton is really something that I'm going to have my eyes on. Mm-hmm. And of course, then they have a rookie center as well that never played center in college, as you know. And when you match these guys up across the line from this Browns very stout defensive line, I think that's going to be an area where one team has an advantage over the other.
How's the weather looking?
It's been really, really beautiful. This is one of the nicest times of year here. It's starting to cool down a little bit. I haven't checked the Sunday forecast yet, but it's been 70s and sunny. So just a beautiful day at the lakefront, probably.
Keep up the fantastic work. We've been following you for years, and thank you so much for the time this morning, and enjoy this season.
Sounds good. You too. Thanks a lot.
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Let's get your first tailgate ready. A brand new way for you to cook your ribs. He's barbecuing for Jalen Tolbert and Tolo, Brandon Aubrey, and he may be a little college football celebrity this weekend as well. It's a Meat Church Wednesday with Matt Pittman next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.